Happy Thanksgiving and happy Turkey Day from the Big Foodies. Matt, Biggie, BB Shea, the Big Foodies, as always, presented by Boar and Castle Sauce, live from the Biggie's Marco's Kitchen. Marco's Pizza Kitchen Studio sponsorship.
Biggie's Kitchen, Marco's Pizza Kitchen Studios.
Just say those words in any order you want to, and it makes
sense.
That's
where we're at.
We're the Big Foodies, and today it's a special early edition of the Big Foodies. We're coming to you on Thanksgiving because we're thankful for you, and we're thankful for the fact that we get to do this, and we're just pumped. We wanted to eat this a little early, so we're going to eat this on Thanksgiving.
And I'm pretty excited because I haven't eaten yet today.
Same. Me neither.
I've been waiting for this moment.
Purposely held off because I knew this was coming.
Now, we did it a little different because we each made our favorite Thanksgiving side.
Mm-hmm.
And so, please, in the comments, tell us what your favorite is. I guarantee you, you're probably not going to be represented here because, you know, some people love green bean casserole and deviled eggs. But we did each of our favorite Thanksgiving sides. And then we decided we were going to get our very own turkey.
That's right.
Because
look at this thing.
Because we wanted it.
Yeah.
Because it looks good. Gravy.
Yeah.
And gravy, too. I'm excited about this turkey. It actually came from Max Speed Shop.
And they smoked their turkeys.
Ooh. Yes.
And they use the drippings from the turkey to make the gravy. So this is fresh. Everything fresh from Max Speed Shop. We're pumped about that.
All I can say is let's dig in.
Let's dig in. Who wants to go first? Who wants to?
What do you want
to
do? What do you want to do first?
I want to do this because just the right way.
I don't know. What does that do? Is it sharpen the knife?
I think it's supposed to sharpen the knife. I don't think I've ever cut a turkey. Let's go. Let's dig in.
Matt's a father. I feel like you're supposed to be able to.
Yeah, I was going to say, I feel like you should be the one that's like presenting the turkey to us.
Okay. Well, let's see how this works.
You guys go ahead and not pay attention to me and go ahead and like serve yourself some of these.
All right, so I'll start with the sides while Matt's cutting the turkey. My favorite side is I would call it a corn casserole. I call it corn casserole. Some call it corn pudding, I'm sure. Everyone has a different variation of this casserole, I find.
Yes, yes.
But mine is one I found a couple years ago. It is simply a can of corn. Wow.
One at a time.
Don't give me so much.
Give me more.
Look, I'm actually impressed. This is a nice cut you had there, actually. I'm pretty impressed.
I'm trying. Here. You ready?
My corn casserole.
Bring your plate over here.
Sir, thank you.
A can of corn, a can of cream corn, cup of sour cream, whole stick of butter, box of Jiffy. Mix it all up.
Simple.
Bake it 350 for 45 minutes. And now, some people's has a little less, it's a drier. Mine is a little, I think the sour cream adds a little more texture, a little more moisture to it, which I enjoy.
Stuff like this, I like it a little bit more moist.
Yeah, I'm not a big dry corn fan.
No, not at all. So,
but it's also, to me, better than just giving straight up corn on Thanksgiving. So, I take a little hunk of this. Look at that come right out.
Oh, you got the corner there.
Oh, yeah. Here, I'll let you take some there.
Fair enough. I'm going to give me a corner, too.
Look at you.
That looks really good.
Are we going to fight over the turkey?
That's enough turkey for now.
Also, I snuck a piece of that turkey. Awesome.
Oh, I'm sure.
Scoop me some of that corn there,
Gotcha.
See, this is true Thanksgiving.
We're sharing. Look at us.
Sharing.
But to me, it's a little, I like a little more moisture. It's a little, I'll let you guys take a bite and see. But it's just five ingredients. Some people add cheese. Some people add sugar to it.
Yeah.
To give a little more sweetness. Mm-hmm. I don't like mine as sweet.
Mm-hmm. Corn's sweet enough.
Mm-hmm.
I could eat that all day.
Mm-hmm. It's nice than just having the corn, like you mentioned. It's nice, crispy. It was like a cornbread.
Give it exactly. Well, that's what it is. Box of Jiffy, cornbread mix. Boom. You're good.
Damn.
Big fan of that.
That's really good.
Big fan of that. Well, I'll go and we'll share some of my mashed potatoes. These are my garlic bacon cheddar mashed potatoes.
Woo! I'm excited about
this. So the way this works is I get a bag of red potatoes.
Can't
bag
see that in here.
5-pound bag of red potatoes.
Oh, they got they got the lumps in it.
5-pound bag, so we're talking heavy.
This is only like half of the thing.
Okay.
I wanted leftovers. 5-pound bag of red potatoes, boil them until they're completely done. Mix them in with a little bit of garlic, some milk, and then once all that's mixed together, you do salt and pepper.
and then the cheese and the bacon bits go in at the very end.
Ooh.
And I don't get the cheap bacon bits. You got to go with the nice,
oh, there you go,
good price bacon bits.
The bacon pieces.
Ah. Man, that has a lot of good, that has good flavor.
The depth with the garlic. BB?
It's great.
It is, see? He's quiet.
And the lumps. That's my favorite part. I want those smooth mashed potatoes.
The lumps are my favorite part,
too.
I want
the lumps. The lovely lady lumps. That's my favorite part.
I think my wife had that in her vows. I love the lumps.
Not at Thanksgiving, BB.
Sorry. I'm thankful for the lumps. That's what I'm thankful for.
Well, if you don't make it super creamy, you get a nice... like texture with the potato.
The
and that's why I
leave
the
yeah.
skin on mm-hmm. is because you get the texture of the skin too whenever you're yeah. eating them. Which is why I do it that way.
You can't beat good mashed potatoes, man.
That's perfect.
So good.
So what I decided to do, my favorite Thanksgiving dish is baked mac and cheese. You know, it's just mac and cheese with it's baked mac and cheese pretty much. Nothing simple. Use some Velveeta in it. With some butter and some other stuff. That's a big old hunk right there.
See, I love baked mac and cheese. I'm with you.
Did yeah. you go with the penne noodles?
I did go with penne
noodles. Oh, I like it.
See, let me tell you, I'm a big noodle fan. Like a big noodle. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I don't want to take my time trying to get every little elbow on there and stuff like
yes.
that. I got to be able to make sure that when I'm sticking my fork in it, something comes up.
The fact that you did the baked, I love baked mac and cheese.
Yeah. And it's just...
I know some people like the creamy. Something about a baked macaroni cheese is...
Penne noodles, milk, butter, a little block of Velveeta.
It gives the cheese a better flavor.
Yeah. And then you put some cheddar on top, bake it for 400 for a little bit. Yeah.
That is good.
That's awesome.
Man, that is good and rich and delicious.
I'm not going to get anything else done today.
No, this is... Today's a wash.
That's so good. And the cheese is good. And the crisp on the top is perfect. Perfect.
It's good.
It's my mommy's recipe.
It's not often I get the penne noodle mac and cheese.
No, I never think penne noodle for mac and cheese, but I like it.
I love it.
Cheese, yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
I need to open the gravy here.
Mm-hmm. Mm. That is really good, both of you guys.
I'm getting more of this corn stuff.
Go for it.
Yeah. So let me ask you guys, what are you guys thankful for this holiday season?
Well, first off, I'd like to thank every single one of our sponsors so far.
Yeah.
Marco's.
Let's think of the same thing.
Marco's.
Boring Castle Sauce.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Wicked Taco we just did.
Yeah.
Great place.
J&S Cafeteria.
J&S Cafeteria. Great mm-hmm. place.
Yes.
Oh, Snowballs.
Snowballs.
Great.
Snow Days.
And Snow Days in Lexington.
Yeah.
Brandy Fry. Real Estate.
Yep. Just a year recap, pretty much, yeah.
Basically, yeah.
I'm thankful for you all for us doing this every single week
with us and enjoying.
I mean, I'm just speaking candidly for BB Shea, I'm kind of glad you agreed to do this with us.
It only took a pandemic.
Do you think we can get him? I don't know if he'll do it.
So
now,
thank coronavirus, maybe.
It's a weird thing to say.
Yeah. Let's see.
I'll cut that out.
Now, question. Let's get into it.
Bro.
Are you gathering for the Thanksgiving, or are you having small gatherings? Ooh, look at this gravy.
So, traditionally on Thanksgiving, here's my game plan. Wake up in the morning, put on sweatpants.
Of course.
We go to my mother-in-law's house for breakfast.
Okay.
And they watch the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Which will be different this year, of
Very
course.
Different. So we go, and there's a breakfast spread. So I don't eat very much the night before. You're trying that gravy now, huh?
The gravy's really good.
So I don't eat too much the night before, or it's a very light dinner.
Okay.
Then the next morning, just breakfast, feast. Leave there, go to my side of the family for lunch. We're all big Detroit Lion fans, so normally we're disappointed on Thanksgiving.
Wait, your mom's a Detroit Lion fan?
Yeah.
I did not know this about
mm-hmm.
you.
They're part of that family's initially from Detroit.
Okay.
So every year we watch the Lions game. So we're there for lunch so we can watch the Lions game, and we do the full spread, ham, turkey, all the sides, all the desserts, everything. And usually we have some sort of a holiday festive cocktail.
Okay.
This year there's some kind of almost like a apple mimosa. with like apple juice instead of orange juice.
Okay,
that could be pretty
but
good.
But there's like caramel and brown sugar instead on like the rim and something crazy.
That's fancy.
There's booze in it, so I'm down.
Okay.
And then we leave there and drive about 45 minutes away to my father-in-law's side of the family.
Ooh.
And have dinner with the same spread that I had for lunch.
So you have a day of eating.
We have three massive meals on Thanksgiving combined with watching football. That's why I get the sweatpants on. Lions jersey goes on in the morning. It's usually off by halftime of that game, and then I'm wearing something comfy the rest of the day.
I'm not pulling for this team no more.
That's my rundown on Thanksgiving.
Especially not the Lions this year.
No.
God, no.
Every year.
God, no. Baby, what's your Thanksgiving day look like?
I'm going to my parents' house, bro.
Yeah?
I'm going to one place. I'm staying in one place. I'm eating in one place, and I'm going home.
That's mine this year, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And most of my family's in Florida, so mm-hmm. I'll go see them at Christmas. But, you know, this year people kept saying, oh, you should come. But, you know, I'm looking forward to doing my own thing. So I actually bought myself a little turkey.
Nice.
A little turkey breast. I have a ham, have some sides. I'm going to, basically do your day. I'm going to watch football mm-hmm. in my sweatpants mm-hmm. and eat and hang out and just enjoy the day.
Can't beat that. The optimal amount of people who are allowed to be in a group setting at one point will be at my house. That number exactly.
No more?
Yeah, no more, no less.
Mm-hmm.
You know what?
I do want to do one thing. Yes,
I was going to say, let's try some Bourne Castle on this turkey.
We have Bourne Castle sauce. I do want to try it on the turkey. I bet it's delicious.
I'm going to have to get a fresh slice of it because I've got gravy on this.
I made sure to pull a nice fresh bottle for us. Mm-hmm. Because I bet it's going to be delicious on the turkey.
I have no doubt. And we still have pumpkin pie.
I got to make a confession. I've never had pumpkin pie before.
Whoa.
Seriously?
I swear.
Actually, let's get into that debate because I'll tell you one thing. My family was we initially were not from the South.
Yeah.
I didn't know. We never had sweet potatoes.
Mm.
Or yams or anything. We had... The only thing we had was pumpkin pie at the end. That was it. Did you guys... to this day, I'm not a sweet potato...
Sorry.
He's
a
killer.
My bad. I'm really excited.
Very excited.
We've always had sweet potato.
Like, I finally had it. I was dating a girl. I finally had it at her house because this was 12 years ago. It's apparently it was like an insult if I didn't.
Mm.
And I was like... Because to me, when you see marshmallow... Sweet potato, it doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
Mm. Of course, I taste it, and it's phenomenal, mm-hmm. but...
A turkey with that Bourne Castle's money.
That's the move right
that
there.
That is good.
That's so good.
Now, the leftover turkey sandwich on some, like, mm-hmm. toasted bread with that Bourne Castle on it?
Mm-hmm.
Bro.
It's really
good.
I
almost enjoy the sandwich the day after as much as I do anything else.
Mm-hmm.
I always have bags of leftovers coming home with me mm-hmm. wherever I go.
Yeah.
No, my family, as far as, like, the sweet potato goes, we had it. I've never been, like... A big fan. And honestly, when it comes to the dessert, I would rather go back for a second run at the list, at like the other stuff.
Yep.
Versus make my way over to the pumpkin mm-hmm. pie or anything like that. We do this like congealed jello mold thing.
Okay.
That's got stuff in it. That's there.
Is that with the fruit?
I think there's fruit in it sometimes. Yeah. I don't know. I never know what's in that thing. It just looks different.
The pie was always an afterthought.
You never seen this?
No,
that's weird. What are you talking about?
It's a thing. It's a thing.
Yeah.
You've never seen the Jell-O with the fruit in it?
No.
The Mormons are special. You're laughing when I'm serious. Like, it's what they do.
No.
It's their thing.
It is their thing. I'm not kidding. Like, Jell-O with fruit in it.
Yeah.
The Mormons have mastered it.
Yeah.
I am not kidding. I'm not making this up.
We're not Mormons. We didn't eat that in our house.
Neither was I, but it's still a thing.
I mean, you know, as far as, like, dessert goes at our house, it was always, like, anything. Chocolate pie, pecan pie, sweet potato pie. I just don't eat
it. Now, there's usually at...
dessert was always, like, 3 hours after on Thanksgiving.
Too. Yeah.
Because I'm like you guys. I do the second run-through
yeah.
of more turkey, potatoes, all that. And then I don't want anything else.
Yeah.
So then I'm like, all right, well, let me sleep for a little while, and then I'll come back. Mm-hmm. And then I wake up, and I'm like, all right, now I want
some pie. Sweet.
I want apple pie.
I got to get my 1 o'clock nap in, you know,
yeah.
wake up as soon as the second game starts.
Whatever started. The early game is.
Yeah. More of that corn goodness.
I need some more mashed potatoes, too.
I'll pass. I'll share.
I want to try a little more of everything myself. I'm real...
Scoops.
I'm very impressed with the penne and the mac and cheese. That was not... what I was expecting. I am surprised and pleasantly surprised.
Pleasant. Very pleasantly surprised.
I don't know.
But see, the thing is, like, that's what I was saying. I feel like in the South, if you tell people you don't like sweet potatoes, it's like, what?
Sacrilegious.
Yeah. But I just didn't grow up on them. Now I've had them. I like them. But
yeah, I'm in the same boat. I mean, when it comes to sweets, I'm very particular. I'm not a big pie fan, to be honest with you.
You prefer a cake?
I prefer a cake. You know, ice cream, stuff like that. That's kind of where my faults lie.
Mm-hmm. Pass me that mac and cheese. I'm the opposite. I love pie. I would take pie over cake every 100%. Single day of the week. No problem whatsoever.
Pie or a cobbler?
Cobbler, same thing. I like pie and cobbler because you can put ice cream on it.
Mm-hmm. That's a good point.
But this mac and cheese is on point.
You may have stolen the show.
Thank you guys. I love all this. Turkey, boring castle sauce.
Mm-hmm.
And all
right on the sandwich the next day. That would be delicious.
This corn, that's borderline dessert to me.
I can see it.
It's pretty sweet.
I mean, it's great. Mm-hmm. It's like the crossover.
That's why I don't understand when people add sugar to it, because to me it's sweet enough.
Yeah, it is. Perfect.
Do you guys have a stuffing or dressing?
I always called it stuffing. I thought it was the same.
I don't eat it.
What do you guys serve?
I don't know.
He just ignores it. He literally
I don't eat it. It doesn't exist.
I don't pay attention to it. I really don't know. Stuffing, maybe?
I grew up on a stovetop family.
Mm-hmm.
Where we made the box of stovetop, sat there, it was dry. The only way you ate it was when you added gravy to it.
Mm-hmm.
And normally with turkey.
Did you cook it in the turkey or no?
No, my mom was not that mom. God bless you, mother. I love you dearly, but my mom was not that mom. She was a throw the box of stovetop on the... She and I remember... I bet your mom does this, too, and your mom. We remember childhoods differently than how... Look at him shaking his head, no. I was joking with her. I'm like, I think you remember my childhood differently than it actually was. I can think in her mind, she was stuffing the turkey with stovetop. In reality, it was literally on the stovetop.
My mom deep fries our turkey.
Okay.
So we can't. But if I do get a roast turkey... It's always good when you can get the stuff. That's a better stuffing.
I'm sure.
But, like, part of my family called it stuffing, and the other part called it dressing.
Yeah.
I never called it dressing.
I'm not going to front. My family hates traditional Thanksgiving. Like, every year we try to not do turkey and ham and all this fixings and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're like, let's just go buy some chicken from KFC and eat that. Let's just have grilled cheese and tomato soup. And that'll be good, right? I'm like, no.
No.
That won't be good. I'm going to be terrified.
So do you guys end up doing the tradition?
Yeah, it always happens. There's always this conversation, I don't want to do all this big stuff this year.
Mm-hmm. It's the idea of having to do it all, I think.
True.
I mean, it's a task. That's the complaint from everybody. It's either everybody pitches in, but if one person does it, it's exhausting.
True.
Where do you two stand on deviled eggs? No?
Miss me with that, yeah.
I'm against it.
Oh, God, I love them. I've had fights with my family about deviled eggs. I got in trouble one year as an adult for eating too many deviled eggs. I got screamed at by my mother as a 20-something because I had eaten half the deviled eggs.
I don't support anything that has to do with the devil, so... I don't think
deviled eggs. Well, aren't you a Duke fan?
Except them. We are blue devils.
Oh, yes. As a Duke fan myself.
I'm not eating the devil's eggs. It's not good to me.
I've never heard you invoke religion in that way.
Neither have I.
20-some podcasts in.
I've never heard it invoked that way with anything.
You know what? Let's get into this real quick. Let's talk about this. I'm just kidding. No.
No. That's a different podcast.
Speaking of religion.
Well, boys, I have to say, I feel like you all have outdone yourselves.
Mm.
This is unbelievable. I think we all might nap together after this. Yeah. Don't tell anyone.
There's a chance. So good. So good.
And see, that pie is going to sit there because I don't even want pie right now.
I don't know. You have to at least try it because you've never had it before.
Cut me off a slice real quick.
Okay, yes. Please.
Can you snag me a knife, BB?
Yeah.
I'll cut you a slice here. Slice of pie.
Grab yourself a clean plate, too. Up top there.
slice of pie.
Well, see, I'm gonna eat. We'll eat all this, and then 3 hours from now, I'll wake up and I'll be like, "Oh, where's that pie?"
Yep,
that's what happens. That's the Thanksgiving meal.
Now, do you just eat this straight up, or is there supposed to sip like?
Normally, I would serve mine with Cool Whip. I don't think we have any though, so this is just going to be straight up, which is probably the best way for you to first experience this.
Okay. Yeah, this is your first pumpkin pie.
You just want to get the pumpkin flavor.
So this is okay.
Not with Cool Whip in there.
This is pumpkin pie, not sweet potato pie.
No, this is pumpkin.
Okay, cool.
You've never had either, though.
No.
If I were known, we would have gotten both.
Baby steps.
Look at that. That's a tiny pie slice. Look at that.
Well, you know.
Just in case.
Let's not waste it if he doesn't really like it.
If he doesn't really like it.
If it's not that good.
If it's not his thing.
Huh.
Your thoughts?
Pretty damn good.
Yeah.
And by the way, you know what the thing is? And I would guarantee you it's probably this way. There's no pumpkin in that.
I figure.
It's always yams. Because real pumpkin is horrible.
Mm-hmm. In all honesty, that slice size,
yeah.
What you've cut me is perfect. Like, I couldn't eat this. It's rich.
Yeah.
That's super rich. It's good, but.
There you go. Look at that. Your first bite of pumpkin pie on camera.
Growing up.
Yeah, look at you. Growing up.
Big boy.
Our eyes.
We've all got things to be thankful for, and that's yours. Oh.
Well done, fellas. That's all I can say.
That was so good.
I'm full.
Yeah.
So, and again, thank you guys for all following along. We are on every social media platform. You can now find us on every podcasting platform.
Every podcasting platform, every social media platform, YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever it is, we're there.
We are there. So thank you guys. We hope you're enjoying your Thanksgiving.
Yes.
Maybe you're watching this with your family right now.
Sorry about that.
Hey, Mom.
Let's watch three big guys eat before we eat.
Well, the turkey finishes up in the oven.
Let's go ahead and watch these three eat.
During the pregame show for the football games today.
Thank you guys as always. Thank you to Boring Castle. Thank you to Marcos. Thank you to all our sponsors. We are the Big Foodies. Happy Thanksgiving!
Happy Thanksgiving.